We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Well, this right here is George on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford is Metro West Commercial Truck Headquarters. What are you calling about, George?
Greg, please stop playing that audio. Greg,
I know. Greg, I'm sorry.
Mark Shue, stop talking about Rush all the time. Danielle, stay the same. You're beautiful.
Thanks, George.
LB, do your job.
Oh, it's that George. Oh, that was a sneaky maneuver by George.
Please.
Well, during the break, a texter pointed out, I don't know what you think about this, but a judge actually, I think it was a federal judge, just ruled yesterday that the grizzly hunt that was scheduled at Yellowstone for the first time in many, many years is not going to happen.
Oh, how come?
I think because of the potential for the grizzly to become endangered or what have you. So this texter is saying the reason why you have the irrational fear of the aggressive bears in Connecticut is because there aren't enough bear hunts. But you would say no. It's just what you were saying, but you can
hunt bear.
Well, but there, I think that when it comes to, you have to look this up because I don't know. In Connecticut, are they doing a bear hunt, or are they going to have a black bear hunt?
I'll take a look about that, but that's the difference. I think that it's a black bear issue in Connecticut. Yellowstone, it's the grizzlies, so
right.
It's different types of bears. But let me double check on the Connecticut hunting.
Really? There's different types of bears. Go figure.
Oh boy.
Just for the record, FYI, there are grizzlies, there are cinnamon bears, there's black bears, there's polar bears.
There's honey bears. Gummy bears.
Cinnamon bears.
Gummy
I'd
bears,
like some
which
of the medicated
amazing.
Ones right about now, Shu.
Mm. LB likes the light bears.
Oh.
That's what he... No, that. Sorry, the heavy
bears.
The heavy, the diet. All right. It is 9:07.
Just hunt them.
And today's weather... brought to you by Account Temps. It's going to rain all day today, on and off. Temperature in the mid-60s right now. It is 58 here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. And demand for top talent is at an all-time high. Account Temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. This is Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hey, guys, listen, just a little bit about the bears. I was out in Yellowstone not too long ago, and, LB's talked about them, the blueberry bear, and how good that meat is. I know a lot of hunters who relish this meat. It's good. It's like the number one tasting meat that they'll eat. It's just we've allowed these animals to become stuffed and to become childhood friends that it's so tough for people to deal with the fact that this needs to happen. More tags need to be taken. More people need to be comfortable with allowing bears to be taken from our woods. Otherwise, you're going to run into these problems in Connecticut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Agreed.
I mean,
it's never gonna stop because it's not just like LB said that we're in their territory. We're taking. Not only are we taking their homes from them, they're not scared because they're hungry. If you're on your last leg and you're a wild animal that has the evolution and the genetics to do what it takes to survive, then he's right. They're not afraid. They're going to come up to you. They're going to take whatever they want.
Well,
would
you advocate the same thing then for sharks? Do you think that we should be hunting sharks?
We do hunt sharks. A lot of in Asia, sharks, the reason that they were so overpopulated, overhunted, was because there was this huge misconception that it was an anti-carcinogen, that sharks were unable to obtain cancer, which is very untrue because there are giant tumors hanging out of sharks' mouths that we have documented. It's a folklore. I'm not saying that Eastern medicine and Western medicine should be fighting like this. I'm just saying that You know what I mean? It's old. It's engraved into their culture, and they're not taking into account what our population study people and our ecologists are trying to see for us down the line. I mean, I know it sounds PETA and it sounds, you know, green earth that to be like, oh, you should be doing this. But I mean, you know, when you're in a spot later, you know, 10, 15 years down the road, it, you know, we're going to be looking back saying, hey, you know what, maybe some of these people had the foresight that we really should have taken into account.
Yeah.
Well, right. in a simpler form, it's like coyotes. Yeah. Why can't I walk out with my 22 if there's a coyote in my backyard and I have three kids?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't it blow his brains out?
Well, what if the coyote?
The ground pounders are like, oh, you can't shoot it.
What if the coyote's trying to blow you up using the Acme explosive coming?
Yeah.
Have you ever dropped
a huge weight on
the rocket roller skates from Acme?
About that?
No, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, the ground pounders, man. That's the world we live in now.
Mm-hmm. I want to discuss the controversy going on this morning in a suburb in Texas, because America's first sex robot brothel is going to open up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's interesting.
Oh, really?
And there are some neighbors who are very upset about this.
Yes. This brothel, robot sex brothel, is going to be opening in Houston, Texas, slated to open. And area residents think it's going to ruin the neighborhood.
Yeah. Now, I want to get your opinion on this, especially those of you who are women. And when it comes to a robot sex brothel, would you feel like you are being cheated on, or would you appreciate the fact that your out of shape, sweaty husband is not going to be trying to hump your leg every day and hopping on top of you.
Right.
Here's a local resident who is not happy that the robot sex brothel will be coming to her neighborhood.
There's kids around here. It's a like family-oriented neighborhood. It's like, I live right here. This is a nice neighborhood. And to have that, I think, is just gross.
Gross.
Now, how do you feel? What if Companion wanted to visit a sex robot?
Please, that'll be the day.
Pat's
cell phone shoulder.
Confidence.
Would you be, or just, you don't have to talk specifically about Companion, but do you think that they're, I mean, it's not a living, breathing, you know, human.
Right.
That, I mean,
it's a giant sex toy.
Yeah. It's like, is that how you feel? So it's kind of like a giant sex toy. You wouldn't
I don't think that's cheating.
You wouldn't think that's cheating.
No. But if you take license to be like, well, it's the robot brothel, and I guess the local R&T is kind of close to that with an actual human woman, I'd be like, well, bump the brakes there, senor.
Mm-hmm. Here's a text from a woman who says, 978 text, I'm a woman, and I believe it is actually still cheating, and it's disgusting.
Really?
Well,
you think porn is cheating?
There are some who do, I think.
That's why I like to see, because a lot of times I find that the people that have the attitude that robot sex is cheating also have the porn is cheating.
Well, there are a lot of people that it's me or nothing, right?
Well,
right.
This texter says, if your significant other is doing anything sexual with someone or something besides you, it's cheating.
No.
Come
on. Grow up. That woman who texted in earlier, she's got a bullet in her purse. Come on.
Here is another local resident.
It is creepy and gross. Just the whole idea of having sex with a robot is just kind of like weird.
I mean, does the robot shower before you get your appointment, or is
I
it,
hope geez, so.
I hope it's power washed.
Power blasted, yeah.
Just, that's a tough job, though, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if it pays enough, what do you care?
I mean, after watching Westworld, that's
right?
A tough job. Yeah.
Ooh.
What do you think cleans up those little
dudes.
Booths?
Yeah. When's that coming back? Is Westworld coming back? Is
I don't
it back
think
on?
So.
Let's see. This is another. Well, this is a guy, actually. Wow, interesting point of view from a man.
Oh.
I would consider my wife going to visit a sex robot to be cheating as well. Well,
why?
I mean,
why? Though. There's no emotion. There's no nothing.
I love you, sex robot.
What's the difference between her going there while you're, because you're working 12 hours a day, 4 days a week, and I mean, she could be doing it by herself in her bed or.
Right.
Well,
You know, what's the difference?
Here's somebody who says women have been having sex with the washing machine for years. What's the difference? Well, I think there's a difference in a lot of people's minds.
Why are you hiding a flashlight in your closet? That's not a flashlight, Linda.
I don't know.
Is this one of those secret banks where you unscrew the bottom? What's that?
Hey, Mom, why is this flashlight vibrating?
Let's see. 978 text. Unpopular opinion, but it's mine. Masturbating is completely normal and perfectly acceptable when you're in a relationship, but porn is cheating.
Your partner
can provide you with what you need to do that in your time alone.
What is the difference between watching a porn for, and let's be honest, if you're like most men, 28 seconds or so, and thinking of something in your head? Like,
well, the woman thinks that they're not thinking of her.
Well, so honey, maybe you should step it up in the bedroom a little, huh? Get a little weird. Let your freak flag fly.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Who cares?
We've talked about this before.
Who cares?
You don't care.
As long as you're not doing some other actual human broad. Go ahead. Let's watch some porn. You want to watch porn together? Great. You want to have it as part of your routine in the shower in the morning before you shave? Go nuts.
You don't care.
Yeah.
You
got, I know what I'm doing before my nap today. I don't care. Whatever.
Jeez, you just sent thousands of vehicles skidding out of the... What time is that nap scheduled for? I don't know.
I talk about this all the time. There's someone that you love. You live with them. You have kids. But when you're by yourself and you're doing your business, you think about the chick that you were with when you were 25 years old.
Let's see. Here's somebody who wants to marry their vacuum. That's not what we're talking about right now, ma'am.
Is that a Dyson?
That's fine.
Is that a Dyson ball?
All right. So I guess theoretically, if this works, if it's successful, I guess that there would be... Maybe in your own neighborhood here in Massachusetts, in Duxbury or in
NIMBY,
in Wellesley,
Carlisle.
I feel like the communities where they're probably going to get the approval for the marijuana dispensaries, the retail stores are probably the same communities they could get the approval for this. Otherwise, people would be all up in arms about it, just like they are in Texas.
I don't know. I feel like that pretty soon here. In the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the spirit of Massachusetts is going to be about sex work.
It's a corner of America with cozy harbor towns. It's salty air, wicker chairs, and a surf that pounds.
The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America. The spirit of the red, white, and blue. The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America. The spirit that we want to share with you.
It's cozy harbor towns and dirty sex robot brothels. It's the spirit of Massachusetts. Do you have to have any kind of a legal approval on something like that?
I mean, you at least need
laws that exist.
If you're not taller than this sign kind of thing. I'd equate it to a carnival ride.
Well, no.
So,
once you walk
in here.
It's interesting because clearly a lot of towns would have an issue with a brothel. Like, for instance, you wouldn't see, like, if you think there's issue over the gun store in Stowe or Vape City, wait till somebody tries to open up a brothel. But there's no, like, bylaw against a sex robot brothel because nobody ever thought that there was going to be sex robots.
Well, what about someplace, and it's not taking it this far, but like an amazing superstore?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so right, that opens up in your town, right? It's basically kind of selling the same thing, except you don't really do it there.
One-off use, though.
No, but I was going to say
did
the
you
same
just
thing.
Say one-off use?
Yeah. Toronto had, like, the first North American robot sex brothel that opened.
Yeah, we played some audio from the place last month.
And the directors of their licensing board said that because of the fact that there were no existing licensing requirements for a business like this, they were forced to draft it.
Right.
Huh.
Well, they're going to permit it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to grab a license. Any town that has a strip joint is going to have a brothel.
Mm-hmm. It's the spirit of the red, white, and goo.
Oh, no.
Or whatever it is.
No.
All right. Will robot sex brothels be coming to Massachusetts? Jen has something to ask about that on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hey, Jen.
Hi. How are they going to clean these and make sure they get sterilized? And
I mean,
what's going to be the regulation on that?
Bleach. They're going to use bleach.
No, you can't use bleach.
It's a really big autoclave.
Yeah. I just love people when they get bent about this. What do you do when you have sex? You take a shower.
Yeah, well, the robot's going to take a shower. Yeah.
Robot's going to soap and water, man.
A mechanical shower.
Yeah.
Send it through the dishwasher.
All right. It is 9:20, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by Echo Store Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, go to echostore.com. And I mentioned this earlier, but I just want to thank those guys again. I was lucky enough to be out on the field at Fenway last night accepting a check from Echo Store on behalf of the Greg Hill Foundation, and that check was for $13,500. Which was the result of the Red Sox offense in April. We got $50 per hit.
Nice. Yes.
So
awesome.
Thanks to Echo Store for that, and thanks for they do an awful lot, not only for the Greg Hill Foundation, but for lots of different charitable foundations. So special thanks to our pal John Dooley and our pal Scott Trink.
And now, LB.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You broke
my back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Spinal.
That's outstanding. This Sports Minute is brought to you by New England's hair loss experts, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. They're the best of the best. So if you're tired of being bald, ladies, if you have any kind of hair issue, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Go to hairdr.com.
And the 1-2 pitch to Nunez. Swinging a ground ball, bounce to second. Holt has it. Fires to first in time. And the Red Sox break a record set 106 years ago with their 106th victory. They beat the Baltimore Orioles tonight 6-2. They clinch home field throughout the postseason and clinch having the best record in baseball for the regular season in 2018.
The Red Sox are the best, and Joe Castiglione is the best, and he rolls on WEEI. He can also catch the Sox on NESN. Skipper Alex Cora, obviously happy.
It's unreal, you know, like you think about the history of the game and the history of this franchise, and to be part of this, I can't even explain it. Obviously, it's something that we should call time out and enjoy this one, because we know what we have to do in October, but to be able to do this at this level, you know, it's in this division, you start looking around for us to do it is amazing.
Yeah, it's been an incredible season, and you know, some great characters. The guys have had just like a ton of fun. All you hear about is everybody gets along great. A ton of shenanigans. You know, Mookie Betts is having a career year. JD Martinez having a career year. They're fighting for the MVP of the AL, and
so,
it's good stuff for Red Sox Nation.
Do you think a lot of that has to do with the job that Alex Cora has done as a manager, or do you think he just inherited, he's in the right place at the right time and inherited a good team? What do you think?
I think Cora is doing a fantastic job, and I think it's, you know, managers are more like chemists. I think we talked about this with Bronson Arroyo. They're more like chemists, because you have to work with the chemistry and you have to develop a chemistry among the team. And I think he's got a little bit of Francona in him, where he kind of just lets that happen naturally and kind of guides it along the way. You know, he's with the player's coach guy.
You know?
I think he's just doing a great job with what he's got.
Would you suspect that Alex Cora is the kind of man who would shake the hand of some children who are on the baseball field wearing the uniform of the opposing team or a jersey?
Even if they had Yankees, full-on Yankees uniforms on, Alex Cora would shake their hands
and he would
give them jerseys.
That's the kind of guy he is.
Unlike
he's a gentleman.
Unlike that jerk that coaches the Patriots that hates children.
All right, the Patriots are 1-2. They host the Dolphins, who are 3-0 Sunday at Gillette. Steelers rolled over the Bucks 30-27. Big Ben, 3 TDs last night. Celtics and Kyrie start preseason down in Charlotte, Church Country, coming up on a Friday.
this franchise is really built for the next few years of being at the top tier of teams in the league. And who wouldn't want to be a part of that? You know, what more could you ask for from an organization to really elevate your game? And, you know, when you're on the long, when you want to be on the long, those same lines, same lineage of greatness of guys that have come before you. I mean, you know, there are times where I think about having number 11 in the Raptors, hopefully one day. And I mean, that's a dream. You know, it's the truth. I feel that way about my teammates. I feel that way about this organization. So looking forward to the challenge this year.
I just love that guy. That guy is just, he's awesome. Irving's back. Hayward's back. Celtics are for real.
Yeah,
they're gonna make a great run this year. It's gonna be fun to be a Leprechaun fan.
I mean, you have to try to figure out how you're gonna fit Gordon into the lineup because they did pretty good without him last
right.
year. So yeah. Hopefully he's off the Fortnite. I mean, the guy is a price wannabe when it comes to the Fortnite. So hopefully he's focused on basketball.
All right, my Bees have two left in preseason: Detroit and Philly, home opener. October 3rd versus Wash and Ovi for Hockey Fanatics. Columbus, Buffalo tonight at 7. Vancouver, Edmonton at 9, both on NBCSN. In other news, Arizona Cards named rookie Josh Rosen their starter. No surprise, the kid was a stud. Jimmy G blew out his knee. Bad news. I feel bad for Garoppolo. He blew out his knee. He's gone for the season with the 49ers. C.J. Beathard will take over. And Bentley and Breeser, because I was banged up, how'd that go?
It was a loss, LB. It was a disappointing loss for the Bentley Falcons. But they lost 38-3 to LIU Post or whatever. It used to be CW Post. Mm-hmm. But listen, it's early on in this season.
Yeah, right.
Bentley is, they are 1-3 on this football season. And they travel to New Haven, I believe, on Saturday.
Oh, crazy country.
And so that gives me another opportunity to go down and try the pizza at Frank Pepe's.
The pizza with the clam sauce.
You know, somebody recommended that to me the last time I went there, and the pizza with the clam sauce is supposedly that's their specialty.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring my own. I think there's an issue if I bring my own hamburger helper and sprinkle it on the pizza at Frank Pepe's.
Clamburger helper.
Yes, Danielle.
That's
actually the nickname of one of the robots at the at the sex brothel.
Oh, no.
Is Clamburger Helper.
No.
All right. Saturday and Sunday. Speaking of Saturday and Sunday, it's the 9th annual Great New England Barbecue Festival at Wachusett Mountain, and this is a benefit for the Greg Hill Foundation, as it has always been. So Danielle will be there on Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday
in the afternoon.
Yeah.
With Companion.
Yeah.
She will be there early on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm
right,
there.
Getting in line for the roast pig.
Right when the pig is presented. And LB, when are
I'm
you?
I'm there Saturday.
You're going to go on Saturday as well? Okay.
And, yeah, the walkabout's going to be tough. So.
Well,
I'll just
plop
you and we'll have people come to you with food.
You know, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Is I'm going to go back to the crutches.
Oh, really?
Oh, all right.
All right. So LB will be crutching his way across Wachusett on Saturday for the barbecue festival, and I will be there on Sunday. If you want more information or you want to get your tickets now and save, you can go to Wachusett.com. That's Wachusett.com. Well, it appears that our official Instagram smoke of the month, Sarah, has called the program this morning. I believe the voting is in full swing when it comes to her desire to make it to the cover of Inked magazine.
Love
and
it.
Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
The phone is working today.
Yeah. good news.
So wait a second. Let me just alert the perverts who listen, the people who listen to this show.
Elephant in the room.
To find Sarah on Instagram, you must do a search for Sarah, Sarah underscore BAMF, as in you know what. Sarah, what's going on with the voting?
Well, we are currently halfway through the first round. So there's 8 rounds. Again, an international competition to win the cover of Inc. magazine, $25,000. Basically, I'm battling the Northeast at this point. There are 15 groups in the Northeast. I'm in group 4. It's kind of flip-flopping through first and second. I'm assuming the loyal, faithful listeners of WAF can help me out here.
Oh, yeah. No. We'll give you some.
I'm hoping for.
Worst case scenario, we'll fix it like the last presidential election. So, now, can I just ask, the other day you shared a photo in which you were representing that it was you in your kitchen, in your lingerie, with a half of a barely there robe on, and that was you. That was you talking to us during the show. Was that
100% absolutely real life?
Oh, that was IRL. That was in real life. That was you on the phone with us in the lingerie, on the like leaning on the counter,
with my personal photographer just trailing me around all the time.
Yes. Okay. All right. That's what I thought. All right. So, how does everybody vote for you? How do they go and vote right now?
All right. Well, the easiest way is to go to my Instagram, which you mentioned, SARAH_BAMS. There's a link right at the top in the bio. You can click that. You can click or vote once every 24 hours. You can also purchase votes, which goes to Music Cares, supports musicians in need. So it's a great cause as well for charity. You can go to the inkedcover.com if you want to see all the categories. It's pretty intense. There's, Southwest, Central, Northeast, International. It's a pretty big crew of hot tattoo chicks if you're just bored.
And listen, we always, we cut a deal with Charlie Baker when he was running for governor that if everybody voted for him who listened, then he would come in every month. I'm going to cut this deal with you. If everybody goes and votes for you, you have to attend some kind of an event for us, maybe you could be like a guest judge at next year's Miss Bikini pageant.
Ooh,
or
I like that.
At Ernie's Place or something like that. All right, so do we have a deal?
Absolutely, deal. And I'll do that for every category that I win or every round.
Oh all right. Wow. Event after event. All right.
And I'll sign pictures.
We won't make you head over to the Medicator and hang out with LB and Snacks and his friends.
I bit my tongue. I was going to say, hey, maybe you could be in my fivesome at the Greg Hill Foundation golf tournament.
Oh yes. That's a
Are you going to be there?
We can serve up some poutine.
Yeah. All right, Sarah, good luck, and we'll keep telling.
All right, thank you.
Keep us up to date. Update us on what happens, all right?
I will.
All right. That is our official Instagram smoke of the month, Sarah_BAMF. Yeah, you would have to make it to this year's WAF Celebrity Golf Tournament.
I promise I will.
9:41.
There it is. It's on tape.
It always is. So I don't think that makes a difference at this point, big guy.
This is Peter. Hello, Peter. Hey, Peter.
Pete.
Pedro.
All right.
Pete.
Peter's not there. I'll see if Mike J is there. Mike J, you there? Mike J also not there. All right. This is the thing. If you're going to call the show and hang on for an extended period of time, you want to be there when I finally come to you. It's difficult to squeeze everything in. Sometimes, I mean, those guys were both on hold for a considerable amount of time. So my sincere apologies on that.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
So I did want to mention that Scrabble is adding 300 words to their dictionary. I don't know if you saw this story yesterday.
A lot of good triple word point opportunities for some weird stuff.
You're a big Scrabble fan.
Well, Nancy's know-it-all are often fans of games like that.
I bet.
Because we get to prove all our vocabulary prowess.
But what, they added ew.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Or W's,
really?
Yes. Hey, W's worth 10 points.
Laughing.
They added ew. Also, okay. The O and the K, which I guess.
W's four, by the way, LB.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it Z and?
Q and Z are 10 point tiles.
Okay.
Sorry, Greg. Anything else that you saw on the list of what they added that was interesting?
I thought emoji was interesting.
I thought
yowza was interesting.
Yowza.
Yowza.
They added yowza.
Facepalm. Bestie.
Oh, okay. Bestie.
Yep.
Wait, that's a copyrighted term between me and my my well-known best friend. I can't believe mm-hmm. that they went and they added bestie without
Hive Mind.
What?
Hive Mind.
What's Hive Mind?
So Hive Mind is like if you're, it's like the beehive. So if you're trying to get ideas from a group of people, so you're like, Hive Mind, what should I call my new restaurant?
Oh, okay.
You know, something
so
like,
group
that. Collective, exactly.
Like
that.
Okay. That's two words.
No, it's not. It's technically
face
one.
Palm. It's two
no,
words.
No, it's it, that in that sense, it's one.
Are you guys all not surprised that OK wasn't already
legal? Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not me. That's ridiculous.
They also added twerk and sheeple.
Oh, sheeple. All right.
I like the sheeple.
Yeah.
You guys are a bunch of sheeple. Yeah. Take the hook out. Just blind. Greg, you and your idiot Trump friends are just a bunch of sheeple.
I mean, I don't pick my friends based on who they voted for. Or didn't
you
vote,
don't? Or who they didn't I can't vote believe
for.
That, sir.
All right. Well.
And BizJet?
What is it?
Is that like a business jet? BizJet? What is that?
I mean,
BizJet.
Who's in charge of selecting the words? Dan Bilzerian? Or I mean, what was.
Those poor girls.
BizJet.
Yeah.
What do you mean, those poor girls? They seem to love. They seem to be having a lot of fun when they're at Dan Bilzerian's.
It's just one catty, bitchy competition. There's 50 girls, and they're all sitting there pretending to be on Instagram, hoping that they're going to be the one that lands in his lap next to a pile of pot.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not being jealous. I'm just being realistic because I know how women are, and they're like, "I'm going to be the face of Ignite. I love pot and Dan Bilzerian, and I'm going to be his bae."
Listen, social media just arrived about 20 years too late for you. Don't be.
Not jealous, guy.
Don't be upset about that.
No, you know what I love is, like the girls care if they sleep with them. They're eating and drinking for free, traveling the world.
But they do. That's the thing, because they want to be the Queen Bilzerian. They want to be the one chick that lands
Mrs. him. Mrs. Bilzerian.
Right.
If you will.
There's 40 girls watching him pick up alligators on his patio. You think any of them want to be there and watch this? You think any of them want to sit there and work out with him in his boxer shorts and his Adidas flag?
Yes. Of course they
no,
do.
No, they
yes,
don't.
They do.
They're playing along they so they and can they... get him alone. It's survival of the fittest. They're waiting for all the other ones to go to sleep or go home.
You're such a woman. And you're
yes,
the...
that's why I can say this, because I know how we work.
No, but I love...
Last man standing.
Please. Yeah, and I'm sure his goal is to get married.
I've only got
50 single chicks,
that's
but
how
the one
brain
chick
works.
Believes that she's going to marry Dan Bilzerian.
It's like that one guy who's convinced he's going to give you an orgasm when you never had one before. Okay, tough guy. Let's
go. You know
go.
What's great, though? What? I appreciate women that let you know beforehand.
P.S. This ain't happening.
I can't. Right.
Most of them let you know after that they didn't, but
sure. Or they just get sick of you trying.
I'm glad you appreciate the before part. I don't know. I think that they're just enjoying. If Dan Bilzerian wants to fly you to, you know, Fiji or Belize or something.
Or Armenia, and, where he's a citizen now.
Then I think they're just they're along for the ride.
No, they're not. Every woman has an ulterior motive. They're not just going along on the private jet for the fun of it. They all have a goal in mind.
What's their goal?
Him. To be that one. To be the favorite.
Well.
It's like every harem on the planet ever.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all Hef's chicks. It was always, they always sat there and smiled and acted like they were happy to be there and be in a six-way relationship, when in reality, they were all looking to bump off Holly Madison.
Can somebody get me a pork chop?
I brought my own pork chop in a bag.
I don't know.
Yeah, I beg to differ.
I think they're just enjoying the ride. I mean.
Okay, I guess I'll touch this girl's butt from Arizona in front of me if you want to take one more picture, Dan.
Okay.
Can I get next to you next time?
Well, you don't think she likes touching the girl's butt?
They don't want to be this chick that's like, they don't want to be in the picture with 15 other girls. They want to be the chick that gets the solo one-on-one photo with Dan.
Well, who's that one?
That is Hannah Palmer.
Oh.
She's from Arizona.
Is that a new word for Scrabble, Palmer? Like what Dan's
two words.
Well, how you get to be in the picture, the solo picture with Dan Bilzerian. That's the definition of it. Palmer.
See, Hannah hangs out with girls that look like Charlotte from Ozark to make her look better.
Jeez, what just happened in here?
This is how women are. I can say this because I am one and I know how we operate. She's really hot in her own right and doesn't need to surround herself with less attractive chicks. But that's what hot chicks do.
Yeah.
Queen bee.
Well, it's like guys. It's like I wouldn't sleep with the 67-year-old million.
Yes, you would.
I'm saying I would. I would sleep with the 67-year-old millionaire woman from Texas that owns an oil company.
You'd do a guy.
I would. Hey.
He probably has, but he was so dismantled.
It was that one time.
No,
he got fooled.
No,
was that New Orleans?
No.
It was 7 a.m.
I've admitted it. We were at the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yes, that was disturbing.
And the guy paid me $100 to grab my junk.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No,
he
you
was
just
the blonde
randomly.
Guy at the
Wait,
door.
He paid you.
We were walking down Bourbon Street before the Super Bowl, and there was a dancer at a place.
Yeah.
Who was a man, and LB went. He thought for sure it was some cougar chick that was into him, and he went flying right over there. Hey, babe.
No, the guy,
No.
The guy, I was there too. I was walking down the street, and I was wearing my white cotton pants with no underwear, and the dude said, hey.
Hey, I don't see anything. What's going on
down there? I love your piece.
I love yours.
And then I was like, oh, wow, okay. And he goes, I'll give you $100 if you let me grab it. And I'm like, fine. Fine, give me the Hyundai. Let's go.
I don't remember.
Giddy
that
up.
Part.
Yeah, no, you know.
Yeah, because it didn't happen.
All right. Let's see. It's 9:50, and coming up, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. You get over an hour of nonstop rock and no commercials. So, Workday Blitz coming up in just a little bit. I'm sure that Carrie can give you a little insight into what Will Smith must be feeling right now as he prepares to bungee jump out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon without the proper permits. And what time is that going to be happening?
That is probably going to be happening. Let me see if I can get a
If you missed it earlier, Will Smith is celebrating his 50th birthday today by bungee jumping from a helicopter into the Grand Canyon, Evel Knievel style.
Love it.
And... well, you can watch that, of course, on the Will Smith Network.
For $9.99.
For $9.99. But, well, I think he worked some kind of a charitable element into it where somebody got the opportunity to go there and watch him do it and meet him and do all that stuff. So
it's called The Jump Off.
The Jump Off.
They're going to donate the proceeds to charity. YouTube is going to live stream it. I can't find
what
time
it would be today,
though.
All right.
So just keep your eye on the YT. Click that bell for notifications every time I post something new. This video was highly, highly, highly requested.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, Charlotte looks like a foot. Somebody just looked up Charlotte. Well, that's not nice
either.
That's
not very nice.
That's not a nice thing. Charlotte is the friend that Danielle was... look shaming on the
look shaming. I'm just saying she wasn't. She's like a level or two below Hannah.
Oh, wow. Why would we have to point that out?
I love how in one sentence I'm getting in like one breath I'm getting shamed for like saying that she's less attractive while I'm like pumping up this other super hot chick. Like, pick your battles, guys. I can't.
Guys,
pick your battles. Like, seriously.
So who is Dan Bilzerian? Is that you, or are you one of his security people?
I'm really excited to go off-roading in this quad thing in the desert with no helmet, and my hair looks amazing. This is so fun. I'll put my hand on your knee. They're just waiting for the sex. That's it. They're only there for the sex.
Are we going to shoot some of your guns?
Oh, my God. I love your artillery. So, first of all, let's get rid of all these girls, please. Especially that one over there named Hillary. I don't think. Who invited you?
Yeah, nah,
they did this. Did you see the piece by that? I think it's a reporter or a freelancer who got herself invited to one of Dan's parties.
Article.
Yeah, it was
but
really interesting.
Actually, but she wanted... to be married to
she
him.
Did she's like, I want to be Mrs. Dan Bilzerian. Mm-hmm. I want to be Bae. She's like, he was super polite and just kind of dusted her off.
You might
want to
lose some weight and hit the gym. Dye your hair blonde.
No,
she's super hot.
Oh, she is?
And
chick,
she
yeah.
got herself invited to the party. This is for like the New Yorker or something.
It
was. Anyway, she wrote this whole piece and she got herself invited. And then she was just talking about how it's kind of, it's like the survival of the fittest. cattle call kind of thing where you're constantly trying. And she got like 5 seconds of FaceTime with him. And she like went for it, you know, and she was basically like offering herself up, you know, as a sacrificial lamb or whatever. And Dan was like, "Eh, next."
He's like, "Thanks very much."
I wonder if that's what it's like.
I've already had sex 14 times today. You might have wanted to get to the party earlier.
I wonder if that's what it's like on the Patriots.
Right. let me describe this right from Dan, a response from one of Dan's people from his account, so I can get off. You can get off the Danielle's of being a catty bitch about girls train.
Yeah.
This chick that wrote this article said, "How do I get an invite to your marijuana launch party? I'm a TV producer. Does that help? I sent over my nudes. An invite would mean the world to me." And Dan or his person writes back, "Text so-and-so your full name and he'll send details. You can invite hot girls. Ugly ones won't get in. Very strict list."
Wow.
But I'm the asshole. Okay.
Guys are awesome.
He's upfront about it.
He's honest.
Guys are soulless.
So
I love
am
it.
I. Oh, so he's a stud, but I'm catty. We're both pointing out the same thing.
That's
okay.
Right. He's the best.
The man, all right. The man has already had like 3 heart attacks, so he doesn't know how long.
It's all the sex.
I think it's other things that have caused the heart attacks. Not to assume anything.
Is that a controlled
gum.
Substance?
Yes. All right.
It's
well,
the pot.
Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow with Ask an Attorney at 8:30. So you get free legal advice from Larry the lawyer. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the Full Show podcast. What's that, Shu?
Full Show podcast.
And that's
available. Oh, my heart.
You can download that anytime you want at waaf.com and listen to the show wherever you are, anytime you want with the Full Show podcast. Hey, Alec.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Alec?
Yeah, I heard, Dan, he's got a bit of a Viagra problem. It's been causing him heart complications.
Yeah, no,
so.
that's the negative part of it. I mean, listen, if you look at, you know, you see somebody like Dan Bilzerian, and you think the guy has a great life, and then you realize that he has a heart attack issues because of all the Viagra, because he's having so much sex.
His I think he's okay
not,
with it.
His life is not that great.
I think he's perfectly happy. If you're gonna go, I want to go on Viagra, right? Bang some 21-year-old smoke show from Ohio State.
Yeah. I don't think you'd be able to ride the Rascal if you were on if you were all hopped up on Viagra.
You can steer with no hands.
Yeah.
Hands
all right.
Steering.
Hey, thanks a lot for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.